It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Printmaking is an art form that involves applying ink onto a surface using a variety of techniques that are both ancient and modern. The earliest printmaking processes have their roots in China, where artists would use woodblock prints on silk. Today, one of the premier printmaking programs in the country is housed at UW-Madison. It's easy to think of a computer printer, which can print things quickly and seemingly without any effort. But other forms of printmaking are labor-intensive, requiring an artist to carve into wood or other materials and work with heavy, large equipment. One printmaking artist in Wisconsin believes that printmaking can be a tool for social justice and storytelling about migrant workers. Christy Tirado is a Mexican-American interdisciplinary artist and educator who specializes in printmaking. She's currently enrolled in the MFA printmaking program at UW-Madison, and she spoke yesterday with Lee Rayburn about her work.
Now, before you came to Wisconsin for the MFA program at UW-Madison, you spent nearly a decade in the Yakima Valley in Washington State. Tell me a little bit about how your time there inspired you to tell the stories of migrant laborers and do it through your art.
Yeah, so before coming here to Madison, I was living in Yakima, Washington, and I was an art educator there for about 8 years. And working in an agricultural town with nearly 50% Latina Hispanic people, I realized that there was a lack of visibility within this migrant community and the labor work that goes into carrying out, everyday agricultural labor in regards to picking cherries, the hops that go into our beer, the grapes. And what I started doing is started going into the fields and interviewing some of these individuals and really getting those stories and those narratives and get a feel for the work that goes into, sustaining our economy and rendering visibility to these stories that largely go unheard and also unseen.
So as you explore the identities and experiences of these migrant laborers, tell me a little bit more about their experiences and how it resonated with you, Christy.
Yeah, so the focus on their labor, I would start off with it being deeply personal, rooted in my own upbringing and the experiences of my parents. So being the daughter of Mexican immigrants, I witnessed my parents work tirelessly, often juggling multiple jobs, just trying to make ends meet. And their work, which was, not necessarily always tied to agriculture, it went from washing dishes to sewing garments to laying down concrete, for me was undeniably essential. And yet, they were treated as invisible or insignificant in these different jobs that they had. So these early observations really shaped my understanding of labor and inequality and resilience, driving me to honor these stories through my work. So when I arrived to Yakima, I noticed there was that repetitiveness that was happening in my life with being able to see that reflected in these Latina communities. And I really wanted to bring these stories to light and really honor them the way that they should be.
So you're now in Wisconsin, and how has that shifted your focus and your work?
Yeah, so right now I'm doing my MFA in printmaking. And I just feel really fortunate to be a part of this program because not only is it giving me, helping me gain new skills and different approaches, different perspectives to printmaking in general, but it's also allowing for me to dig deep into my own familial histories and stories and be able to translate that into new bodies of work.
So let's talk a little bit about printmaking here, Christy, and let's start with the basics. What kind of artistic methods and tools are used under the umbrella of printmaking?
Yes, so there's a lot. So I'll just start off with what is printmaking. So I would say printmaking is an artistic process where there's an image or design that's created onto a surface, like either a wood block or a metal plate or a screen, and then it's transferred onto another material. It can be, pressed onto a material like paper or fabric. It can be squeegeed on, like if it's screen printing. And it's what makes printmaking unique is its ability to produce multiple originals, also known as editions. which allows art to be more widely shared and accessible. So unlike a painting that's, you know, one of a kind, you can create multiples with print, and they're also originals.
And what's the power in that, being able to make reproductions and copies?
I'm particularly drawn to, I guess, printmaking and, you know, the copies that you can make, because it allows for the creation, like I said, of multiples, making it an ideal medium for amplifying stories that deserve to be widely seen, especially those of immigrant and marginalized communities, which is, you know, the work that I have been focusing on. And its ability to merge tradition with innovation, it's not only relevant, but also vital for storytelling and connecting with diverse audiences. So as printmaking continues to evolve, it still has that historical component to it, which reminds me of like its enduring power to make art accessible and amplifying voices that otherwise may go unheard.
It's interesting because I think most of us would recognize printmaking when we see it, but wouldn't necessarily understand the labor or work that goes into it to create these pieces of art. In the same way, you could say we see the fruits of labor, but not necessarily the migrant laborer's work that goes into what comes to comes to our grocery store and into our kitchen. What's the connection you see between your work and the workers that you feature?
In my practice, labor is not just like a subject or a theme, but it's also part of the process. Mm-hmm. So I choose to render these stories through printmaking, which is a medium that in itself is very labor intensive. The process of carving a relief block or graining a lithostone stone requires immense skill and precision and physical exertion, and it can place a strain on the body, from rolling out slabs of ink with heavy rollers to the repetitive motion of inking and running a piece through the press. And I mean, the labor behind it, creating each print, mirrors for me the physicality and dedication of the work carried out by the people that I seek to honor. So the connection between my artistic process and the work of laborers becomes more evident when reflecting on their skill and experience. And expertise. And I'm going to give you an example here. So during my interviews that I would have with some of these labor workers out in Washington State, there was a particular worker in a farm out in Zilla, and it was during cherry picking season. And he was demonstrating to me like the careful and strategic technique that was required to pick cherries properly off of a branch. He explained that one must be quick and precise while taking care of to not only damage the tree, but making sure that that he doesn't damage it, because in damaging it, it could reduce the tree's fruit production for the following year. So his explanation highlighted the skill and the knowledge embedded in his work. And these are people that are very highly skilled in what they're doing. And that's something that is often overlooked and undervalued.
We're talking about the art of printmaking with Christy Tirado, a Mexican-American interdisciplinary artist and educator whose work highlights the stories of migrant laborers, and she's currently enrolled in the MFA printmaking program at UW-Madison. And as you mentioned, Christy, your most recent projects are focusing more on your own family and your family history, including your dad. Can you tell us a little bit about his story?
Yeah, so my father immigrated in the 70s from Mexico, and he worked in he traveled around the country seeking just different jobs. And I ended up creating a print about him called Historias y Granadas. And his story is a story that's very similar to a lot of migrant families' stories. So, do you want me to tell a little bit about the print?
Yeah, I'm looking at the print right now, and it is a beautiful relief that is centered on a migrant laborer that's your dad?
Yes, so my dad's in the center, and he's holding a pomegranate, and he's sitting on a eucalyptus trunk, and around him is just like this, like a bunch of different flowers and pomegranates and just designs that kind of encapsulates him and really puts him at the center, and to honor him and his story.
You have him in a stark black and white relief. You have a little butter, orange butterfly on his hand where he's holding a pomegranate. But then all around him is this beautiful blue and red flowering and budding fruits. There's a lot of life here. There's motion in this. How do you create motion from a print, Christy?
The print and I guess the accompanying story of my father's story and the labor that has paved the way for him and me to live that American dream is just like, for me, it was evident to really create this movement and invoke it through the piece. So in this work, I, by creating all of these different designs, I really want to highlight the resilience and dedication and the sacrifices embodied in his hands, which have been weathered with a lifetime of labor, going, you know, cross borders and into different, you know, job industries. Like I mentioned, his journey is not just a personal narrative, but it's also like a collective testament to the struggles and triumphs of immigrant workers who have given their lives to build foundations, both in literal and metaphorical senses for the next generation, which is for myself and my siblings.
Christy, you've also have written a piece to go along with the artwork, Historias y Granadas, that is Las Manos de mi Padre, The Hands of My Father. Can you read a little bit of that for us?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Las Manos de mi Padre. As the Saturday afternoon sun gently caressed his tejana, el canto de los gallos pierced the ambience, blending seamlessly with the comforting aroma of la tierra and burning firewood, weaving a tapestry of all too familiar memories. A soft breeze carried the fallen leaves of the pomegranate tree, circling the eucalyptus trunk where he was seated. As he delicately peeled back the skin of the granada, revealing the tiny garnets within, I watched him as he gently plucked each seed, making sure not to apply too much pressure to prevent them from bursting. Una por una, one by one. Some of the semillitas found their way into the palm of his hand, while others danced away, falling into the tierra beneath our feet. As I observed his tender precision, memorias escritas en sus manos seemed to sprinkle out. However, unlike the seeds that were falling onto the floor, I was catching these memories, recalling the countless times I've witnessed esas mismas manos come home from work, weathered, tired, and aching from the countless jobs he's had to do to live the American dream. Hmm.
Your piece goes on from there and talks about esas son las mismas manos, and the rough translation is that these are the same hands, and it goes through all the work that your father has done. Was it easier for you to tackle the migrant laborers in Yakima Valley through your art or your own family history through your art? And what did you get out of exploring that?
You know, I don't know if either of them were easy. I feel that as you're stepping into the realities of other people, sometimes people are very guarded with those memories and those histories. And it does require a lot of relationship building to be able to step into these worlds and be able to collect and extract some of this information to be able to also, you know, and also the weight that it carries with them and creating a piece that, you know, shows that weight, but also really honors these stories in a dignified form can be quite heavy.
Yeah. And the lack of visibility that we started with discussing about migrant labor is sometimes when you want to make them visible, there can be some skepticism there about why and what the intentions are, and it would be completely understandable.
Right.
So what projects are you working on now, Christy?
Yeah, so right now I'm focusing on creating a new body of work that similar to the piece that we just discussed about my father. I'm really digging deeper and I'm searching for these different histories and these stories that have gone untold within my own familial background. And I really want to bring those to light with a lot more narratives, not just in a printed form, but also in a written form, so people can connect with it on multiple levels. So that's essentially what I'm working on now.
And where would people be able to find the work of Christy Turato?
So as of now, I am going to have a solo exhibition at Tandem Press in March, and this is for my MFA qualifier show. So the dates will be posted at a later time for that. But I'm also going to have a solo exhibition at the Yakima Valley Museum in Yakima, Washington in the summer.
Christy Turato, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that was Lee Rayburn talking with Christy Turato, a Mexican-American interdisciplinary artist and educator who specializes in block printing and uses her work to tell the stories of migrant laborers, including her own father. Thank you.